This hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
You can shake your head all you want to, Commissioner. You have said today that there's no evidence of criminal wrongdoing. And I'm asking you what criminal statutes you have reviewed to reach that conclusion.
I reviewed no criminal statute.
Fighting for Idaho.
They got a phone call from Senator Risch and a phone call from Senator Crapo saying, you know, we'd like you to support our governor and the establishment and just take Senator Risch's son's letter to be the fact.
Fighting for you.
Just recently read a few articles on the effectiveness of performing the Heimlich maneuver on drowning victims before starting CPR. I was in the right place at the right time. There's over 250 Boise firefighters who would have done the same thing.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Well, thank you. What I didn't hear in that was an apology to this committee.
I don't think an apology is owed. There not a single email has been lost since the start of this investigation. Every email has been preserved that we have. We have produced or will produce by the end of this.
You don't think the time period between January 2009 and April 2011 is relevant to this investigation?
It is a very relevant time.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. The letter we received from the IRS on Friday the 13th admitted that Lerner emails were lost for this 2.5-year period.
They were lost off
but
her
you
hard,
didn't.
They
you
were
didn't.
Lost off her hard drive. We also advised.
Let me finish. I'm not finished with my question, and I'll give you an opportunity to answer.
That's fine.
But you failed to explain the timeline of events that led to that admission. And my.
There we have it. The IRS continues to stonewall. Joining us now from the Wetumpka, Alabama Tea Party to discuss Becky Gerritsen. Becky, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Alabama or Auburn?
Well, you know, we are weird because we're transplants from the West. We like both, but when they play each other, we go for Auburn.
Wow.
It's weird. People say you're not allowed to like both teams, but you know what? We love Alabama so much. We root for just about every Alabama team there is. Troy University, Auburn, Alabama. It's all good.
So. I love the old Troy State. I spent some time there in Alabama.
Yeah.
So what part of the West are you from?
I grew up in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, and
okay.
My husband is from California.
All right. So you went to the land of the free there in the South, huh?
We were military. My husband was Air Force, and we lived all over the world, and we ended up here in Alabama, and he retired, and boom, here we are, 12 years later.
Who would have ever thought that you'd be hanging out in the heart of Dixie, Alabama and Auburn country, and all of a sudden you'd be at the forefront of a national investigation based on Wetumpka, Alabama's Tea Party?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That indeed. Your thoughts on what's going on here, and if for people that aren't familiar with your story, man, we've seen you on Fox News many times and on the national news. Can you tell us your story and how the IRS has impacted you?
Oh, I'd be happy to. I, first of all, was never involved in politics before the Tea Party, really. I began really waking up and pulling my head out of the sand in 2008. And really got interested in politics, but never, I just paid attention to what was going on. We started our Tea Party on April 15th, 2009, and had a huge turnout and realized that this is something we needed to continue every month. So we decided, since we were taking donations to run our website and our email service, I didn't want to get in trouble with the IRS. So we applied for a 501c4 tax status. And that was in 2010, and they cashed my check for $700-something immediately and said that we should hear something back within 90 days. Well, I didn't hear anything for over 400 days, and then I received a letter in the mail, about 8 pages long, about 80 questions. This is after I had sent in a complete and accurate application. They had everything they needed to know to determine our tax status. But they sent me a letter demanding I turn over this information to them. They want to, and it's a long, I won't tell you all of them, but just these are some of the crazy things they wanted. They wanted to know who all of my volunteers were, who my donors were, the dates they gave, and how much they gave. And that's a violation of their own rules. They're not allowed to ask about donor information. They wanted to know if any of our members or board members, volunteers were going to run for office. If so, what office? They wanted to know about their jobs outside of the Wetumpka Tea Party, what their responsibilities were. They wanted to have copies of every speech ever given, who those speakers were, what were their credentials. They wanted copies of every handout ever given, even if it was from an organization that a different organization, but we had to happen to have their flyers at our meetings. They wanted copies of everything ever given. They wanted copies of all of my interactions with my legislators, whether it was emails, phone calls, snail mail. They were demanding that I send this to them with under penalty of perjury. And I had, you know, like 2 weeks to gather all this information. And again, I had 80 questions like this that they were demanding to know.
Well, that's amazing. So your thoughts, here you are in Wetumpka hanging out, having a good time, trying to do your very best to make the country better. And the IRS is jamming you with all these questions.
Right. And immediately, within about 24 hours, I was talking to some other organizers across the nation who had received similar letters. We all called each other and said, hey, did you get this letter? And some of them, you know, the IRS wanted to know the contents of their prayers. One wanted to know what the books they were reading, and they wanted them to send a book report to the IRS. I mean, this is just amazing. Then, within 24 hours, we put together a conference call with the American Center for Law and Justice to find out, you know, all of us are new to this whole political thing and new to starting an organization. So we didn't know if this was normal, if this was legal. So we called in the American Center for Law and Justice. Of course, Jay Sekulow used to work at the IRS in the chief counsel's office. And he said, oh my gosh, this is a serious problem. They are not allowed to ask you this. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. So we threatened them with a lawsuit. And 4 months later, I did receive my tax status. But we did, we are involved in a lawsuit against the IRS currently. There's 41 plaintiffs in our case, and it's all over this targeting. So I do have many comments on this lost email sure. issue, and a lot of the other things. Some of your listeners may not understand everything about this IRS issue, but I've been watching a lot, and people on the left keep saying, well, there was no political targeting. They've never proven that. Well, we have the House Oversight Report, and it's also outlined in our lawsuit that, yes, it definitely there was political targeting. We had Senate and House representatives from the Democrats contacting the IRS to look into my and other conservative organizations' applications. The Department of Justice actually contacted the IRS and said, you know what, we'd like to take the idea from Senator Whitehouse from New York, we'd like to piece together some false statement cases and bring criminal charges against these Tea Party groups. There's no evidence whatsoever of this being done, of any criminal wrongdoing, yet the DOJ is going to try to drum something up. Instead of the IRS writing back, we have these emails. So instead of the IRS writing back and saying, you know, if you have any evidence of this, the IRS says, I think we should do it, and let's get the FEC involved. So we have a multi-agency effort to persecute people who they consider their political enemies. And that's just one example. We do have plenty of emails that show what's happening here. So anyway, I'm sorry. You can ask me questions.
I always like to let people talk. It's, you know, everybody wants to talk, but nobody wants to be heard, but no one likes to listen, Becky. So we're fine with this. So you've got this lawsuit going on. Then you know, a couple weeks ago, you were again on Fox News talking about this. And here you are being asked all these questions. You've got the targeting. As an American, as a wife of a man who served this country with distinction, retiring from the Air Force, how does that make you feel when our government is targeting you and your group for your political beliefs?
Well, it infuriates me, as you can imagine. And I personally, even though I am a conservative, this is an issue I would stand up for any Democrat. This is a government out of control treating people differently because of their political views. And I'm really concerned that if these abuses go unaddressed, they will get worse. They are setting a precedent right now, and when the Republicans take over, I have no doubt in my mind that they will use this against their political enemies, and it's wrong. And I'm concerned that right now they're looking at political enemies. Well, what happens when they're religious enemies? And, you know, we're already seeing persecution in the church in America to some degree as it is now. But, you know, you cannot weaponize the agencies of government to go after American citizens.
And yet we see this, and we see this happening, Becky, and we see the IRS. Oh, well, we lost the emails. Oh, we lost the hard drive.
Right. And I think everyone out there knows you don't lose emails. Those emails are not kept on a hard drive. They're kept on servers. Those emails went to other people, so you can get them from their servers. And I'm sure you probably saw over the weekend, there was a company that contracted with the IRS as to archive all of their emails beginning in 2005. Now, isn't it interesting that in 2011, the Congress Oversight Committee understands that there's a little bit of targeting going on, so they make an inquiry to the IRS and say, hey, we'd like to know if there's some targeting going on. Well, 10 days later, Lois Lerner's computer crashes, and now we have a paper trail of, oh, you've lost all your emails, and then immediately after that, they cancel that contract with the email archive company. So those emails are archived from that company. They do have those emails during that period that we're looking for. And the NSA has copies. I mean, it's amazing that they think that we're so stupid and that actually believe that emails get lost. And my point is, if there really is nothing to these emails, then they need to turn them over and say, look, here's all the emails. You can see there's no targeting going on. But mysteriously, they're gone off of Lois's account, and also six other key people involved, deeply involved in this targeting, their computers crashed as well, and their emails are missing. What's the probability of that?
Exactly. Exactly.
Just,
what is the probability of that? So there you are in Wetumpka, Alabama. Apparently you're an enemy of the state.
Yes, I am. Unfortunately. I mean, I wish I was allowed to just be American and, you know, disagree with my government. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I am not a crazy radical. We hold monthly meetings where we discuss different legislation that's coming down the pike, or we have experts come in and talk about immigration or healthcare or Common Core or whatever it is, our Christian history, the Constitution, yet I am seen as an enemy. It just amazes me.
Becky, I don't know if you can put that into words.
You know, it is when you really think about it, and you think that there were almost 300 Tea Party groups that were targeted. We're not talking big, huge corporation type of 501c4s. I mean, we're just small, little hometown American folks that are putting these groups together, and we're caught in this dragnet. And, oh, I've got friends who've had horrible things done to them by the IRS since becoming Tea Party members or Tea Party leaders. And as a matter of fact, I'll just let you know, if people want to go to WetumpkaTeaParty.com, on our homepage, you just scroll down the front there, we've got a great 28-minute documentary of they used three people who were targeted by the IRS and their leaders, and they're in this lawsuit as well. You'll just be amazed at the power, at the bullying power, I should say, and the intimidation and the tactics that the IRS is using against just your average, I was a homeschool mom. You know, it's not like I'm a big political bigwig or anything. I'm just a regular Joe. So it is alarming. It is, it's unprecedented what's happening in our country, and people need to wake up. And I'm really ashamed of our media. I'm not surprised, but the mainstream media really needs to make something of this. And this is so much worse than Watergate, because with Watergate, you know, he lost his 18 minutes of those tapes. We have over 2 years, tens of thousands of emails are missing from six or seven now key people. And during Watergate, it was one political party trying to spy on another political party. Well, this is one political party in power using their forces against American people. This is so much worse. And a president got impeached for that. And I wonder, is anything going to be done about this?
Becky, please stand by. We'd love to hear more of your story.
Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Becky Gerritsen with us. The Wetumpka Tea Party, Wetumpka, Alabama. Sorry, Becky, roll tide as we move along.
That's okay. I can do that, too. Roll tide.
So what was it like for you? Okay, you're meeting with all these groups. You're being targeted by the IRS, and then you go testify before Congress.
Well, it was a little hectic. I think they notified me on a Thursday to come testify the following week. And, of course, I'd never done anything like that. And I had a lot of prep time. I needed to gather up my timeline and be able to put it succinctly in words. And that doesn't come easy for me. So I really, I was just praying a whole lot that it would all come together. And, if you saw the testimony, it was unbelievable how it came out. But it was really from my heart. And I really took that opportunity to tell the government that they had overstepped their bounds and they had forgotten their place. And then it sort of went viral after that. And now we're back in the very middle of it and it's just going deeper and deeper. And Kevin, I wanted to mention something I forgot earlier. There's so much to the story. I know you could spend hours on it, but one of the other things that the IRS did that a lot of people don't know is that they leaked confidential donor information from a pro-marriage group to their opposition group, the Human Rights Campaign. They were able to unlayer those documents online and found that it did come directly from the IRS. They actually leaked those documents. And then they had donor lists. Some of the organizers, like myself, were asked to send this information to the IRS. Well, I pretty much told the IRS to stick it. I wasn't going to send them any information on my members. It had no bearing on our tax status. So I did not send them any information, but some groups did send donor information to the IRS, and the IRS said that they destroyed those lists. Well, they didn't. What they did do was they took the list that they had and they targeted 10% of those Tea Partiers. So, you know, there definitely is more to the story, and they definitely are on the wrong side, but I just wanted to bring those up too as well.
Yeah, that was in the Prop 8 case, but Becky, one thing that I don't get, and again, you're a plaintiff in this case, the law's been broken. We have this swarmy IRS commissioner telling Paul Ryan that he's cooperating. There's nothing from the Department of Justice. Clearly, you and your groups have been wronged, and yet nothing is done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there needs to be a massive public outcry for a special prosecutor. It's very obvious the Department of Justice is not going to investigate, and even if they did, they were involved in the targeting. They were the ones making the plans to bring up criminal charges against people like myself. So we know we're not going to get a fair shake with them. And this is where that balance of power comes in. And we have got to compel our Congress. And I don't know if the Supreme Court gets involved, but somehow we have got to have a special prosecutor. And there is a petition online. ACLJ.org, you can find that petition online. Judicial Watch also has one, or Liberty Council, maybe it is. So I am a Christian, and I pray, I believe that God is watching all of this, and I'm just praying that the truth will come out, that someone who's at the heart of this or who's been standing by watching it will come forward and blow the whistle on this, because a great injustice has been done, and this truly is the fundamental transformation of our country right before our eyes.
Not to scare you, and I don't think that I can, but are you worried about your safety?
I'm not. I have this attitude that I'm on the battlefield and I'm a warrior and I've already died. So I see myself as already dead. So come and get me. What can they do?
Well, I wouldn't give them any ideas.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to give them any ideas, but I mean, I'm going to stand up for what's right. And if they come and get me, they come and get me. I'm not going to stop. I will not be silenced.
What advice would you give people in your old stomping grounds, the West?
Join a tea party. Get involved. If you're not watching the news, if you're not paying attention, you need to, because I spent the majority of my life, I was busy raising my family, volunteering in my community. I was not paying attention to what was going on. And I believe too many of us were doing that for so many years, and that's why we're in the state that we're in. So pay attention and get involved.
Well, Becky, thank you very much. We'd love to have you back.
Great, Kevin. It was wonderful to be with you, and I would be happy to update you as this progresses along. So you all have a great day out there in Idaho.
Take care, ma'am.
You bet.
Bye-bye. There we have it, Becky Gerritsen. You've seen her on Fox News. Now you've heard her here with Kevin Miller and urging people to get involved. And here you have this young mother. Her husband retired from the Air Force. They're down there in Alabama, and all of a sudden the IRS is targeting her. And if her, why not you? Why not everybody? I think these are some of the questions that we need to talk about with Senator Crapo, with Senator Risch, with Congressman Simpson, with Congressman Labrador, and say, look, what are you guys going to do? They're the only branch of government that we have left. The Supreme Court's not going to do anything. They're the only branch that we have left, so it's up to the legislative body to corral the executive. Although the executive has the powers of the not the purse strings, but the powers of the law enforcement. But you hear this young woman, you've seen her now, you've heard her as you're driving into work here in the Treasure Valley. I you know, every time I talk to our politicians, I just don't want to buy that. Well, nothing we can do. Let's do something. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
News. Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
It's game day.
Team USA set to play Germany today at noon
Eastern.
At the Arena Pernambuco in Recife, Brazil.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. We go to Jeff Manasso, who's got World Cup fever. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
I don't know which is more competitive, the Tea Party versus the establishment or the Germans versus the Americans.
I'm going to have to go with the Americans versus the Germans on that one. It's pretty, especially, you know, when you when you've got Biden in the picture in World Cup action. You know, we've talked about this several times before, Kevin, about this narrative that it's the Tea Party versus the establishment. And technically, I guess that's true. But I think the real narrative, based on our polling, based on what we've talked to, talked about with people outside polling places across the country since primary season began months ago, it's really the direction of this country, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. Most polls show that most Americans are not happy with the direction, and at the end of the day, it's about control of the Senate. And so Republicans, whether you are a conservative or whether you're a Tea Party type, you're still a Republican, and to you, it's all about control of the Senate. So take, for instance, Mississippi. Thad Cochran squeaked by, and with help of some Democrats, black Democrats in poor neighborhoods were showered with pamphlets in the days leading up to the election with you know literature saying, look, vote for Thad. I know you haven't voted for Republican. You don't vote for Republicans, but in this case, you need to, because Chris McDaniel is going to take away your welfare. He's racist and all these other things, and that's politics, I guess, while Chris McDaniel has not conceded that race yet and very well could challenge. At the end of the day, it's about Republicans kicking Harry Reid out of office.
Right. Nobody wants to go through another Todd Akin, Christine McDonald, Christine O'Donnell candidate that we had back in 2012 or whatever, if you're a Republican. But, Jeff, it's amazing to me that the Republicans seem to be tougher on themselves than they are when they're in the general election against the Democrats.
Well, you know, it's trying to get a foothold of their message, and right now it's kind of across the board. You've got one faction that's saying, hey, look, We want to do it this way. And you've got the old school folks saying, no, we need to do it this way. The establishment types coming out in droves to support candidates like Thad Cochran and others. And we'll see. I mean, the Tea Party's had some successes over the course of the primary season, most notably in North Carolina, Jack Kingston. Well, they're actually facing a runoff, but Jack Kingston with a pretty big, a night in North Carolina. He's facing a runoff and could very well topple his opponent, David Perdue. Virginia, Eric Cantor, and that was a big, big deal. And the narrative that whole day is, oh, the Tea Party's back on top. I think people are putting too much stock into this Tea Party versus establishment narrative, to be honest with you.
Well, I question the whole term Tea Party because, let's face it, it's more like the grassroots or conservative branch, right wing versus the establishment. But the whole Tea Party label, I mean, I could call you Tea Party this, Tea Party that, and then you have people that make money off of it and the national groups. But go back to the Cantor race, they didn't play a part in that.
No, they didn't. And and it goes back just like Cantor. I mean, you talk to folks in Virginia, and we did. And they, Eric Cantor, according to the polls, was widely expected to win by a huge margin, and he didn't. And we talked to folks in that state, and the lion's share of them said, look, we are not happy with the direction of this country, and we feel that we need a change. We've talked about this before, Kevin. Politics is local, and so whatever is affecting folks on Main Street there in Boise, that's how they're going to vote generally. Obamacare is not helping Democrats either, and there are a lot of vulnerable Democrats heading into the midterm elections, and that's a real concern for Democrats. So it's going to be really interesting. There's a lot of time between now and the November midterm elections, and so anything can happen.
Well, and that's why you have people like Senator Cochran and others arguing, we need not to lose this seat. We need me back in there. I tell you, though, what you described of what happened in Mississippi, Jeff, amazing, where you have the Republican senator taking on, for lack of a better term, the Tea Party guy, a former talk show host. I guess there's hope for all of us that, he's going to take your welfare and all this. And remember, you've got Haley Barbour that played a significant role, former chairman of the RNC, former governor of Mississippi, at one time a presidential candidate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you have these folks that, have the money, have the relationships, and this budding movement, whatever you want to call it, within the Republican Party is going to take time to mature.
I think so, and it's a real threat to the establishment types, and that's why they've spent so much money to try and combat this movement that really has taken over in many factions. And I wouldn't count the Tea Party out by a long stretch, because what they say carries some weight and some water with a lot of folks out there, and it resonates. I mean, it's very simple what they stand for: taxed enough already. Lowering taxes, and I don't know anybody who doesn't think that they pay not enough taxes. Nobody. Do you? And so many of their messages are basically pretty simple. And so, but it's a real threat because establishment types, they've been there for 40 some odd years, like Thad Cochran. Charlie Rangel, who, by the way, that race in New York's 13 up here in Harlem was called. He's declaring victory, but his challenger is not ready to concede just yet either. He's been around for 40 years, calling Tea Party folks racists. It's brutal, it's going to be costly. It's going to be expensive. It's going to be very bitter battles that play out throughout the country as we head to the midterms.
And it might benefit the Democrats.
And it might benefit the Democrats, but then again, it might not. Like I said, there's lots of time left. And, Thad Cochran, for example, many supporters on the Republican side have said, look, this was pretty low of Thad Cochran's folks to be doing this. And you know what? I'm going to sit home during the primary or during the general election this midterm. So it may hurt him. It may help the it may help the Democrat there. I don't know. But then again, it's the balance of power. So how important is that to you? Could it come down to the Mississippi seat on whether or not Harry Reid loses his power? It's going to be an interesting year.
It is. It is. Jeff Manasso, to be continued. Thank you.
You bet.
All right. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Kevin Miller gets you talking.
Also, danke.
Cool, Schreiber.
Dr. Wurde, danke.
It's game day. Team USA set to play Germany today.
Naturwissenschaften.
Kevin Miller in the morning on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
There we have it. Big World Cup match today. Hey, everybody. Why don't we do the wacky, zany, typical, neutered personality, news personality, we don't have an opinion. Boy, how about that World Cup? You know, I couldn't tell the difference between a striker, a defender, a midfielder. Oh, those goalies, oh, aren't they? They just jump around there, everybody. Boy, isn't it funny? You can really tell folks that are really into the World Cup, like our friends Greg Pruitt and Phil Hardy and my brother Matt Miller and others. And then you have people that, hey, I've got to get on that because it's trending now. Hey, let's see what's going to happen. Did you know today that the German coach and the American coach are great friends? And if the Germans and the Americans tie, they both advance. Who cares about FIFA? Who cares about the integrity of the games? Or, I'm sorry, the matches. So, cosmetically appealing female sidekick, what do you think?
Well, I know this voice is bad for a cosmetically appealing sidekick, but for entertainment purposes only.
Oh, that's a great giggle. Hey, by the way, how about that other news? Oh, that's Obama bashing. We can't do that. The public is tired of all those things. Oh, they're so tired of the truth. Can you imagine living in a country today where we have so many scandals we've just tuned the heck out? You know, the World Cup is great. It's fascinating. By the way, coming up, Ann Coulter, our great friend, America's new favorite pastime, hating soccer. Of course, you'll never get the fair, you know, we talk about fair and balanced when it comes to politics. How about fair and balanced when it comes to sports and entertainment? This is scary stuff.
That email shows Lois Lerner, the woman at the center of accusations. The agency singled out conservative groups for extra scrutiny, suggested an audit connected to Republican Senator Chuck Grassley. Lerner, in 2012, mistakenly received an invitation to an event intended for the Iowa senator that also offered to pay for Grassley's wife. That, Lerner wrote to a coworker, may be an inappropriate source of income, suggesting a closer look. Ultimately, that request was waived off. Republicans say it nonetheless shows a pattern. The IRS responds audits cannot be initiated by a sole employee. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
You heard from our friend Becky Gerritsen there. They said, turn over your list. Turn over your list. And those that did, 10% of those folks were audited. Gee, no harm there. Well, not according to NBC's Chuck Todd. Where are the victims in the IRS scandal, Chucky?
Controversy surrounding the IRS, maybe more than a year old. But, of course, we're still talking about it. On Monday, the IRS commissioner testified before Congress. A week after the IRS told Senate investigators that 2 years of emails had disappeared in a computer crash back in 2011. While this certainly doesn't make the Obama administration or the IRS look very good, it's important to remember what this actual story is about because it's gotten lost. The question at hand is whether explicitly political organizations should be filing as tax-exempt social welfare groups under the tax code. And both political parties are pointing blame. Republicans say that just conservative sounding groups were targeted by the IRS. That's why they want to see those emails. Democrats have responded by claiming, hey, liberal groups were targeted too. But here's the story many are missing. Why should primarily political organizations get a taxpayer exemption, basically?
Well, you know why, Chuck? Because free speech and political thought are protected under the Constitution. And can anybody say in Idaho, in the West, in America, what liberal groups were targeted? The ACLU, the UCMJ, the NAACP, or was it people that supported Prop 8, people that were Tea Party folks, grassroots conservatives, religious groups? There's a reason, Chucky, that these protections are in place to protect political thought. That's lost on you and your new girlfriend, Lois Lerner. 60 degrees and wet in Nampa. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Time for traffic and more. All right, coming up next, Rabbi Spiro. Why? You'll have to stay tuned to find out. The latest from Iraq and what it means for oil prices, what it means for your lawn, what it means for your bowling balls. Not kidding. That's next. Kevin Miller.